because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, thank you for joining us today. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at one of the teachings from Healing School. And right now with this coronavirus and all the stuff going on, healing is a good subject. And so we want to look at something that we started looking at yesterday in Mark 11, and we want to see about faith receiving and grace. So let's take a good look at this and let's pick up where we left off yesterday. God bless you.
Now listen, to receive actually means to actively take. To actively take it, to receive it. Mark 11, 21. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered him unto them and said, Have faith in God, or have the same kind of faith that God's got. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever things he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive, and you shall have them. Amen. Now watch here. When you pray, believe you shall receive it, and you shall have it. Believe you should receive it and you shall have it. Wow, that's a pretty powerful word there. When I pray, I must believe I've received it and I'll have it. Now in the Thayer's and the Strong's Concordance, the word receive is number 2983. You can write that down. Strong's number 2983. It means this. Now listen what receiving means. Of course, remember, the time we spoke back then, when this was written, the language was so different, with different meanings, and the Greek and the Aramaic have so many different more meanings to one word than the English vocabulary does. And so we're looking at this right now, and it says here, the word receive, number 2983, means to take with the hand, remember this, to lay hold of, to take in order to carry away, listen to this one, to take what is one's own. This is receive now, to take. This is not a passive baby. This is active. Watch what. To take what is one's own, to take to oneself, to make one's own, to claim. This is all broken down from the Strong Concordance on that one word to receive. To claim, to procure for oneself, to seize, to lay hold of, to seize or to lay hold of, to apprehend, to circumvent one by fraud. People can steal from you by fraudulent ways. They're taking something that belongs to you fraudulently. So it's that take again. To take possession of, to reach after, to strive to obtain, to take a thing due according to agreement or law. To take a thing due according to agreement or law, to collect and to gather. That is, when we read, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. In other words, when I have done all I can do in faith, I want to take something that's due to me according to the agreement or the law of God's word. I'm going to gather it to myself. I'm going to collect it. I'm taking it with my hand. I'm laying a hold of it. I'm taking it in order to carry it away with me wherever I go, to take what is mine, already promised to me. You see, you've got to remember, we are children of the Most High God, and we're heirs according to the promise. We're joint heirs together with Christ. Galatians 4:7 says, therefore you're no longer a servant but a son, or no longer a slave but a son. And if a son of God or a child of God, then an heir of God. And Romans 8, you can see in 14 through 17, God calls us joint heirs together with Christ. So all the promises, all the gifts of God are for the heirs of salvation. That's us. But I've got to take it by faith. So that word, believe, when you pray, believe you receive it. Whatever it is, then you'll have it. You've got to actively take it. You've got to, you know, the Bible says heaven suffers violent and the violent in Matthew 11:12. Yeah. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. We have to actively take possession of the things that God has freely given to us by His grace. Remember, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So for by grace, grace has got salvation. My faith speaking and confessing Jesus my Lord is the arm of faith that reaches into the spiritual realm and draws salvation to myself. And now I actively took salvation when I said, Jesus is the Son of God. I believe He lived and died for me. I believe He went to hell and faced off with the devil for me. I believe His sin, His blood washed my sin away. He became my sin. He took my sin. He took my punishment, my judgment. He took my sickness. I believe it out of my mouth. And God raised Him from the dead according to the scriptures. And He was raised from the dead. And He was ascended up into heaven. And I say that what I'm doing is I'm taking it. It's mine. I'm laying a hold of salvation to myself. Are you hearing what? I'm carrying it away with me. I'm apprehending it. I'm claiming it. I'm procuring it to myself. That's what I'm doing. And so we have to actively take possession of the things that has freely been given to us by God's grace. Actively see yourself, not, you see, the devil, the day you prayed for healing is not the day you got your healing. Well, now, if you're in a place of faith where you can get it like that. But he's not going to just lay things down at your feet. He's not just going to leave you alone. He's not going to just give you your money back. He's not going to, he is going to fight you every inch of the way. Why must I actively take possession of it if God's already given it to me? Because we have an advocate, we have an enemy, the devil, trying to withhold things from us. And it says here, heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So when sickness doesn't come, you stand and you say, I command that spirit of infirmity by the power of the Holy Ghost invested in me. I bind you, I rebuke you, I revoke you, I renounce you in the name of Jesus. I command you, get out of my system, get out of my life, get out of my children. In the name, the precious name, which is above every name of Jesus, I command you in the name of Jesus, go. What am I doing? I'm actively taking possession. I'm procuring it to myself. I'm doing it by force if necessary, because the devil's not going to lay down and act dead. He's going to fight you every inch of the way. How much do you really believe it? And now, once I've done that, now's not the time to say, well, it didn't work 10 minutes later. No, because he's hanging around to see. And if you speak long enough, he'll take off. And if you resist him long enough, he'll take off. The Bible says in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. Well, how do I resist him? By force. It's not an easy thing sometimes. You need the money by this weekend. And you the fear is trying to well up because he's trying to make fear come in you that you're not going to get it. You say, my God supplies every one of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm a giver, I'm a tither, I'm a child of God, I'm a joint heir together with Christ. I command you, I bind you, I kick you out in the name of Jesus. And then from there on, because I've actively procured it to myself, I've actively taken it to the arm of faith out of the spiritual realm. I've actively done this. So now what I do, from there on, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the supply. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the healing. Thank you, my God, even when it doesn't look like anything's happened. If I believe it, when I prayed, I believe I received it, then I'm going to thank him for it. And that's taking the things that are ours, given to us freely in God's grace by faith. It's just that simple. Can you say amen? Amen. So the enemy is not going to just lie down and act dead. And looking at healing, for example, God has already healed us. How many of you know the Bible says in Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5, by stripes we've been healed. 1 Peter 2:24, by the stripes you were healed. Matthew 8:17, Jesus himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And on and on and on it goes about Jesus' healing and health. Amen. And so he's done that completely. The healing is there. But now let me ask you a question. I know all of you, wherever you are right now, you've had flu. Most people have had flu or a common cold, for example. And then you got healed. But how many of you had flu again? It came again. The next year and the next year and the next year. And it keeps coming. It's over and over. And the cold, it's over and over. And you got healed. However, with medication some, without medication for others. But you got healed one way or the other. But has flu ever come back? Of course it has. It tries to come back all the time. What you have to understand is that we have an enemy consistently and constantly trying to stop you and constantly trying to steal what's rightfully yours. He's trying to stop you believing in God, and he's trying to steal your healing, and you've got to fight for your rights. What is rightfully yours, you've got to take it by faith. You've got to stand on healing. You've got to command him out. You've got to fight this thing. That's why it says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age. We all understand those scriptures, Ephesians 6. We understand the weapons of our warfare, 2 Corinthians. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. We understand that. And so we've got to fight this thing in the spiritual realm. And faith is a spiritual commodity. Grace from God is a spiritual commodity. God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you ever did a good job for somebody, either as your boss, you were working for them, or you did a job as a contractor for somebody and they did not pay you? For whatever reason, they didn't pay you. Legally, you can sue that person. Legally. You have to go and you have to get your money. It's yours. I worked for it. I put in the hours. I did the job. I supplied the material, whatever it is. Legally, they owe you the money. You had an agreement before. You've got a job, whatever it is. Legally, if they do not pay you, you can sue them. That's it. And if they've claimed bankruptcy, you'll go on a list of creditors that want their money. Legally, you can sue a person. Amen. You've got to go and get it. If someone owes you $20,000 for doing something in their house, and that's your living, that's how you make a living, and it took you a week to do this job, all the stuff they wanted done, you had an agreement, you got a contract, and they said, I'm not paying you. You would go to the small claims court or wherever it is, and you would sue them for the money because your family need food. Your children need to be taken care of. And he owes you that money. You spent the money. The product cost you X amount. And then you did the work for a week and it cost you X amount. You have to pay your laborers. And they're not going to pay you. You have to now get your money. So legally, I can sue that person. Legally. Amen. It's your money. You've got to go and get it. It's yours. You've got to go and get it. Healing is yours. You've got to go and get it. Salvation is yours. You've got to go and get it. Deliverance is yours, but you've got to go and get it. It's already yours, legally.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie.